it been anybody but John Cassavetes, I wouldn't be talking to you on the phone right now. I mean, I don't know what I'd be doing. Maybe I'd be managing movie theaters and I'd be very happy. John became my friend. I distributed three of his films, all great films. He taught me life lessons. I don't know why he glommed onto me. I don't know why he befriended me when I was a feckless teenager, but he did. And then there were, I learned more from him about writing dialogue. People think he improvised. He didn't. He just let the camera roll on after the take was over. I learned more from him about writing dialogue in a week, in a month, than I would have learned going to film school for 4 years, or reading how to write screenplay books until I was blue in the face or blind. our friendship lasted until he died. He, in fact, had committed at one point to appear as a supporting actor in what I thought might be my first film. It wasn't, and he didn't, but he would have. He just had a spirit of generosity. He was so smart. One of the reasons why he just had a lot of weird people around him, acolytes like myself, is because that's how he created characters, too. He sponged off of these people in the most delightful and, deceptive fashion. He was able to just incorporate things in my life into his scripts and everybody else's life around him. And, the fact that... the other thing that all of my filmmaking idols had in common is that they all had very strong women in their life who were their muses. And I think that that's how they were able, in part, to so sensationally and effectively create great parts for women. John, of course, had one of the greatest American actresses in film ever, Jenna Rollins. Mike Lee, for many, many, many years, especially in his early BBC film days, had his ex-wife, Alison Steadman, a brilliant actress, who was, in fact, the mother in his first theatrical film that I distributed, High Hopes, and Life is Sweet. I'm sorry, she was really the mother in Life is Sweet. She was also in High Hopes, though. And then Ingmar Bergman had a couple of women that he was involved with who were incredibly talented women, Lee Volman, B.B. Anderson. And, of course, Woody Allen had Diane Keaton and Mia Farrow.